If you like YouTube, you'll love YouTube Premium. Hi, I'm Sean Evans from Hot Ones, and I want to tell you about YouTube Premium. It has offline downloads, so you can watch without Wi-Fi. Background play, so you can lock your phone, and it still plays, baby. Oh, and it is completely ad-free. Yes, I said it, ad-free. Try YouTube Premium for 2 months free at youtube.com/premium. Trial eligibility varies. Terms apply. Cancel anytime.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Tim Dillon Show. You know, we will get into it here. The news. This is one of those weeks, you know, some of the weeks are easier than others because they lend themselves to being a silly billy. You can be a little goofy. But this week feels heavier, you know, because of the whole the killing. And I do have this mocha, this kind of ice blended drink, and I feel like this is going to make it seem like I'm not taking it seriously because it, for the simple fact that it has whipped cream on top of it. But that's how it comes. It's from the coffee bean and tea leaf. Which, interestingly enough, and I will get to this, the killing. Coffee bean and tea leaf was mismanaged. It could have been, maybe it never could have been as big as Starbucks, but it was bought by a private equity company, and they focused on these weird Asian teas and these weird mango drinks, and then Filipinos got into it, and that was kind of the end. But... This mocha blend, I think, is better than the Frappuccino because they use cocoa powder. And that, to me, they focused a lot on the tea and kind of tropical island concoctions. You know, and it's like, how many people want that? And apparently not a lot. Not a lot of them. Like, every now and then you'll see somebody get real excited about a mango tea or something. But for the most part, that's not what it is. So I don't want you seeing this coffee bean tea leaf ice blended. And they're not sponsoring the show either. Let me get ahead of that. I've gotten not a dollar from the people at the Coffee Bean and Tea Leaf about this. But as I consume this, and there will be a moment where I'll take the top off because I do like to kind of eat the whipped cream before it deflates. But I will discuss this while I'm doing that. And if I'll try not to have this happen, but if there is a situation where there's whipped cream on my nose while I'm doing this, it's not, you know what I mean? This isn't, I'm not doing a thing. I'm doing my best so that that doesn't happen. But there is a chance that'll happen and then I'm going to look ridiculous because I have whipped cream on my nose from this coffee blended beverage and I'm trying to make points. And I don't want people to get upset at that. Or if I spill it on myself, if any of it gets on me while I'm making these points and there's whipped cream on me, if I spill it on myself, then I don't want people going, look how ridiculous he looks. Now I'm not going to listen to anything this guy has to say because he has this mocha ice blended. You know what's another problem with the coffee bean tea leaf? The name. Ice blended. Frappuccino is a better name. This happens all the time where two companies will have a similar product. One of them's named Cold Stone. Better name than Marble Slab Creamery. Some of those names are too on the nose. We know it's ice blended. That sounds crazy to say. Look, it's Marble Slab Creamery. But when you say Cold Stone, it just has more of a ring to it. I'm not I'm not stalling either. I'm going to talk about the... I'm going to go into it. All right, so... Minnesota. Cold, cold place. I've performed there a bunch. The people that come out to see me are I appreciate them. All of them. And I love them. I don't love them. I don't know. I don't know. Why would I say I love them? I don't love them. I don't know them. I don't care. But it's an area that I've gone and it's been good to me. Not great. Other places are better, Chicago, Boston, whatever. But it's fine. I do one of those casinos there with Native American, you know, one of those where it's a Native American thing, and I'm happy to be a part of the healing journey that we're all kind of on in this country, or we should be on. Kind of healing and learning, and so I feel like I'm a part of that when I go to one of those casinos in Minnesota and I do a show. I feel like it's a step in the right direction. Because there's a lot of steps in the wrong direction. And we're going to talk about them. The other thing is that Coffee Bean never got into food. Starbucks got into food. They started doing little sandwiches, little egg bites. Those sous vide egg bites were a thing. And a lot of people were doing high protein diet, keto type diets. So the sous vide egg bite, huge. Those sandwiches that you can heat up, those little protein, you know, the egg and the cheese, the protein pack, Minnesota. Listen, there's a lot. Now I'm going to open this up and do because the whipped cream is deflating. And the whipped cream is kind of the point of the drink. You know, I'm not laughing at what is happening. Obviously, it's crazy. What about these daycares? All right, that's another story. That's another story. So there's this woman in her car. She's a lesbian poet. This is the story. I'm not even doing anything. I'm not even doing anything. I'm literally saying the story. And then you have ICE. And who the hell are they? We don't even know. These are people that like answered an ad on Craigslist. I mean, these people... Who is joining ICE? I mean, these people are so shot. The people who are joining ICE are so shot. You know, they don't have anything going on. These are people who like a mole throughout because they couldn't do like security at a mall. They like, you know, I don't know what they did, but they're out now. They maybe attacked a child or something. So I don't know who's, you know, they got ICE in there. And ICE is going, I don't know what's happening in Minnesota either, but I get they're because of the Somalis and the daycare that that's why there's more ICE there now than there was because there's a federal investigation into the daycares because the kid did the thing with the daycares. Okay. Which whatever, I don't know. What am I investigating? I'm sure there's fraud. There's a lot of fraud everywhere, but I'm sure there is fraud there. I'm sure there's something there. And we've talked about that, you know? But I'm not like boots on the ground in Minnesota going to daycares finding out where the kids are. You know what I mean? Like this is not part of my job as whatever I'm doing here. I don't even know what I'm doing. But whatever I'm doing, hello? I don't even know their name. What's a Somali name? I don't even know what a Somali name is. You know, whatever I say will sound racist, but I don't know. I know Mogadishu is in Somalia from Black Hawk Down. So let's say one of them is named that. Hello, are you Mogadishu? Where are the children? That's my impression of me doing it. If I was doing it, that's what I would have said. I only said their name is Mogadishu because I don't know any other Somali words. Now, so they got the daycares going, and they're probably skimming a little. They're coming here. A lot of groups of people come here and they go, I mean, the Italians did it, you know. You know, the Italians did the mafia. The Irish, you know, like got drunk and just hit people, hit women. But a lot of those Irish women they were hitting, let's be honest. But what I'm saying is this. You got some fraud. Like, I can imagine, like, the DHS or whatever being like, you've listed one of the children's names as Jiminy Cricket. So this woman, Mowgli. So this woman is a lesbian poet, and she supposedly is like, and then you have ICE. This is a bad mix. I couldn't think, and I'm not. Could you think of a worse mix than a lesbian poet and ICE? That's not a fun. Is that a fun holiday party? Is that a fun holiday party? We got to have the lesbian poet and ICE are all together in a house. Not my house. I don't want that in my house. Because it's a combustible mix. That lesbian poet she's like anti-ICE. And I've been really consistent here with the fact that I believe we need a border and a country, and I don't think we can have an open border. It's not realistic. It's not, I mean, I just don't understand why anyone thinks that would work. If anyone can explain to me why they think that would work, whereas we just keep bringing people in. The people here are doing terribly, but we just keep bringing people in. But I also think these like ICE raids, which are kind of performative and cruel and a bit psychotic, are not doing this administration any favors. I think they're making people less concerned with immigration enforcement because they're equating all immigration enforcement to these random brutal raids where you see people that have been here 30 years like hogtied and thrown into a van. But I do think there's a lot of people, the Tren de Agua gang, that Venezuelan gang, like people like that. We have our own gangs. We don't want to bring in other gangs. Seems crazy. So I get it. Some people have to go. So you have this lesbian poet, then you have ICE, and then you have this video. Now this video is the sticking point. Do we have the video, John? Can we get the video? This video is the sticking point. Here's what I'm doing with this video. I'm showing it to children to try to get their thoughts on it. Because every adult I know has a bias. Every adult I know has a bias, one way or the other. But if you show this thing to a five-year-old, they got to be less than 10. Around 10, they start developing a political identity now. So around 10 or 11, they all start going, well, of course. You know, and you're like, what do you mean? You know, around 11, they start going, play stupid games, win stupid prize. You're like, wait, hold on. Wait a minute. You know? Or they'll just go, fuck pigs. You don't know which way it's going to go. You got to get them around that 6-7 age. 6-7, like you got to get them when they're trolling a little. So you got to get them pre-troll. But you show this, my godson is 5 years old. I showed it to him. Like, you got to show this video to children who don't have a political. And by the way, that's how we're going to have to decide most stuff in the country. we're going to have to decide most stuff in the country by showing it to children who do not have a psychotic political allegiance yet. And they'll have to get younger and younger because the kids will get radicalized to the point where my five-year-old godson will be radicalized soon. Then you'll have to go show it to a three-year-old. You'll have to start showing these videos to infants. And just based on their eye movement and what if they can lift their hand where they point to, you'll have to make decisions. Because everyone approaches this now with so much baggage and anger, justifiable anger. This woman got shot in the head and the guy didn't have to do it. You watched the video. Was it smart for her to accelerate or try to get away and not obey his command? Well, clearly not. She's dead. But did he feel like he was going to die if he didn't shoot her three times in the face? I don't believe that. He's shooting her from the side of the car in the window. But I had to have all of that explained to me by a six-year-old at the Cheesecake Factory who was eating with his parents. And I said, do you mind if I show your son a video of what happened in Minnesota? And they said, yeah, that's fine. And I go, I want to get a read on this. They go, yeah, he's pretty good with stuff like this. I go, this isn't going to like, he won't have nightmares or anything. They go, he doesn't really care. And I explained to him, I said, listen, I want to show you a video. I'm not going to tell you anything about it. What's the deal? And then he said to me, listen, this is literally word for word. He said, it is clear from this video that while she may or may not have been engaged in obstructing ISIS operations, which would be maybe laudable, depending on your point of view, but unlawful, clearly. He said, but from this video, we can see that the acceleration does not get to the point where the officer fears for his life enough to justifiably shoot her three times in the face. And then I said, thank you. And he goes, no problem. And I had to literally find a child at the Cheesecake Factory who had not developed a political identity yet. Everyone in our country has a political identity. No one's interesting, by the way. You don't want to spend time with anyone. No one. I mean, truly. The internet has made everything so uncool. No offense to Mr. Beast. I look at that Beast Games thing he did and all the people that came out to see it. I mean, it couldn't be less cool. It couldn't be less cool. I don't know what that is. And I'm sure it's interesting. I don't know what he's got people doing Hunger Games stuff. I don't care. I'm not begrudging, you know, whatever. His success, God bless. But it couldn't look less cool. It looks like the Mathletes. Like, it looks like a club you wouldn't join in high school. So, and that's what tech has done. And that guy's the most successful person, like, in the world. It's like Mr. Beast and Peter Thiel are the two, they're like the two people who are like the most successful. But my point is that everyone has a political identity. And that identity, the facts on the ground don't matter. It doesn't matter. You know, everybody's values are incredibly fluid. Depending on what they think happens, what they think an event says about their ideology. You know, so you see a lot of people that are justifiably angry at the excessive use of force. You're not going to get a murder conviction. You won't. You just won't. Reasonable doubt, you won't get it. Whatever. You can call it murder. It is murder. I mean, he murdered her. I don't know. You'll never get a conviction. A drug dealer sells someone drugs, they die. You can say it's murder, but you'll never get, you know, here, I don't think you'll get a conviction on that. Armor colostrum is so important. I tell everybody all the time about it. You know, I'll be standing in line somewhere and I'll go, have you talked about armor colostrum? Have you heard about it? And people go, what exactly do you mean? And I go, well, number one, it's incredibly important for your health, okay? It's really nature's original health hack. Colostrum is packed with over 400 bioactive nutrients to fortify gut health, strengthen your immune health, promote healthy metabolism, and fuel fitness performance, revitalize your health from the inside out. Function like a human again with Armra. Strengthened immune health is so important. So much is linked to your gut health right now. We've worked out a special offer for my audience. Receive 30% off your first subscription order. Go to armra.com/Tim and enter TIM to get 30% off your first subscription order. That's armra.com/TIM.
If you like YouTube, you'll love YouTube Premium. It's destroying athlete, creator, and YouTube maxer. YouTube Premium enhances how I use YouTube with awesome features like offline downloads so I can download my favorite training videos before I hit the gym. So no Wi-Fi doesn't turn leg day into loading day. Plus, I get ad-free videos, background play, and so much more. YouTube Premium is like YouTube got some extra gains. Try YouTube Premium for 2 months free at youtube.com/premium.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Haley Bailey. Okay, I need to tell you about something. I just got YouTube Premium. It's got tons of awesome features like offline downloads, so I can download my favorite videos before I travel and watch them whenever I don't have Wi-Fi. Because we all know airplane Wi-Fi is the worst. I get ad-free, I get background play, and there's like a ton more in there. You should try it. If you like YouTube, you'll love YouTube Premium. So try YouTube Premium for 2 months free at youtube.com/premium. Trial eligibility varies. Terms apply. Cancel anytime. That's a mouthful.
Armra colostrum is so important. I tell everybody all the time about it. You know, I'll be standing in line somewhere and I'll go, have you talked about Armra colostrum? Have you heard about it? And people go, what exactly do you mean? And I go, well, number one, it's incredibly important for your health. Okay. It's really nature's original health hack. Colostrum is packed with over 400 bioactive nutrients to fortify gut health, strengthen your immune health, promote healthy metabolism, and fuel fitness performance, revitalize your health from the inside out, function like a human again with Armra. Strengthened immune health is so important. So much is linked to your gut health right now. We've worked out a special offer for my audience. Receive 30% off your first subscription order. Go to armra.com/Tim and enter TIM to get 30% off your first subscription order. That's armra.com/TIM.
If you like YouTube, you'll love YouTube Premium. It's destroying athlete, creator, and YouTube maxer. YouTube Premium enhances how I use YouTube with awesome features like offline downloads so I can download my favorite training videos before I hit the gym. So no Wi-Fi doesn't turn leg day into loading day. Plus, I get ad-free videos, background play, and so much more. YouTube Premium is like YouTube got some extra gains. Try YouTube Premium for 2 months free at youtube.com/premium.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Haley Bailey. Okay, I need to tell you about something. I just got YouTube Premium. It's got tons of awesome features like offline downloads, so I can download my favorite videos before I travel and watch them whenever I don't have Wi-Fi. Because we all know airplane Wi-Fi is the worst. I get ad-free, I get background play, and there's like a ton more in there. You should try it. If you like YouTube, you'll love YouTube Premium. So try YouTube Premium for 2 months free at youtube.com/premium. Trial eligibility varies. Terms apply. Cancel anytime. That's a mouthful.
But everyone wants a civil war on all sides. Like, everyone on the internet is trying to, like, make a civil war happen. And, like, everyone's trying to, like, what, do I have whipped cream? Where? I got it. I told you it was going to happen. I literally said it was going to happen in the beginning of the show. This is so much better than the Frappuccino. Fuck the Frappuccino. How about that? Anyway, the civil war is we're trying to avoid that. We're trying to avoid that. We're finally doing good stuff. We got Maduro. We captured him, and we're stealing their oil. Listen, I mean, you might not like it. It might not help you, but it should. If gas doesn't come down, gas has got to come down. Gas has got to come down. Because now we're doing the thing, and everybody's said this already. Obviously, this is not my, like, I'm late to this train. But, you know, it's pretty widely accepted now that we went in there to steal the oil. No one's even pretending that we're doing anything else. We're just, this is our thing. So the price of oil has to come down. If we're going to kidnap a guy, which was clearly some deal, someone sold him out, obviously. But if that shit's going to happen, we're going to do stuff like that. The thing, the commodity that it is linked to has to come down. It has to come down. It has to come down. The American people, because it's already happened, by the way. You can debate, and you can debate whether you like or don't like that we do these things, but it doesn't matter anymore. No one cares anymore. This is really just the executive is the only branch government that's only like, that's the only one that's kind of like halfway functioning. No one cares. Congress or whatever, Supreme Court. I mean, stop. You're just going to wake up and hear about different people we've kidnapped. You'll just wake up and hear about it. You'll just wake up and they'll be like, they got the president of Panama. You go, what? You go, yeah, they got him. He was skiing. They got him when he was skiing. Yeah, he got to the bottom of the hill. They just got him. Oh. And then you got to find out, what do they grow there? Well, what do we get? What do we get? I mean, Colombia, we get blow. We get coffee. Like, what do we get? What is the product that is less expensive because we have kidnapped the leader of that country? Truly. I mean, that's how we will survive for the next few years until it's a World War III, which seems to be months, if not years away. Like, it's coming. But before that, we will kidnap a bunch of people and try to bring down the cost of things. You know? And you might not even know. It's going to get to the point where you'll be in the grocery store and go, well, why are these blueberries so cheap? And they go, we just killed the governor of Maine. We killed that guy. You're going to go, interesting. They go, yeah, they just sent special forces in. They broke his neck in front of his family. You go, that's why these things are 90 cents. They go, yeah, it's blueberries are basically free for the next 3 months. There's chaos in a blueberry market. They broke the neck of the governor of Maine in front of his kids just to make a point. So that's what I mean. We're just going to use violence. And the violence will get more and more sadistic. But you also are not going to care because the prices of things are going to come down. Like, if gas goes down to like $3, you're not going to give a shit about this. You're going to give a fuck about Maduro with $3 fucking gas? Fuck you. Gas in California is so fucking high. If you get gas to be cheaper, it's going to be, no one's going to care. You're going to not care about, because we're going to do crazy shit now. We've established the precedent that we're coming. We're going to come. We're going to kidnap you in the middle of the night, and we're going to fly you to Brooklyn, and then we're going to steal whatever resource you have. And it's going to start in places like Venezuela, and then eventually we're just going to start whacking people in our own country. That's what always happens. Like, in our own country, we're just going to start. Like, this is crazy. This is insane. Maple syrup is a dollar. They go, they just burned the governor of Vermont in his house with his family. They burned his whole family. I go, that's fucking nuts. I go, we're running the maple syrup industry in Vermont. Because as life gets worse and the jobs go, you're going to have to get stuff. So you don't revolt. Trump knows. They all know this. They all know. They're like, they're going to revolt if we don't like get the gas cheaper and make the food cheaper. They know that. They know they can't. They can't keep on this trajectory unless they make life easier for people. They have to make life easier for people. You know what I mean? They want gas to drop so low that even the wife of that woman who was tragically shot, it was going to get in her car and fill up the tank and go, Listen, I got to be honest. I'm very mad at this, you know, national security state, obviously. But gas is fucking low. You know, like that's what they want. They want people to just embrace your base survival, because that's really what they're training you to not think about anything outside of what you really need, your selfish desires. It doesn't matter what we had to do to get it. It doesn't matter that chaos will unleash. It, for a while, the chaos won't be near you. Eventually, the chaos will come closer and closer to home. For a while, it'll be in a foreign country. Then it'll be yelling over the hill. Then it'll be figures in the distance. And then it'll be your own children killing you. But it'll take a minute before it gets there, because that's when you unleash violence. This is what happens. Violence becomes its own justification, and you think you're unleashing it in far-flung corners of the world, but eventually it'll come back and find you, and that's what it always does. You bring drugs into America, you get a bunch of people here addicted to them, they come and they put a gun to your head. It is what it is, but we've made the decision now. We're just going full mask off. Hey, let's go. Let's get the prices of things lower any way we can. Any way we can. This is the real tariff. People talk about tariffs. This is the real tariff. We're kidnapping your leader. Remember in the beginning, they were like tariffs. They're like, well, people will start building factories in America. And then we were like, that's taking too long. We're going to go and kidnap the leader. Now, Venezuela, of course, there are armed leftist guerrilla gangs in the streets going door to door. And the situation between the vice president, Delcy something, Rodriguez. Yeah, Maduro's motorcycle thugs go door to door and hunt for Trump supporters. Yeah. So here's the deal. Venezuela is gonna get wacky. There's going to be a power struggle. There's a few people that high up in the military that are Maduro loyalists. They're no fans of the Yankee imperialist invasion, but they're going to have to fall in line. So that's going to get sticky, and we're going to have to figure that out. We're going to have to buy some people off. We're going to have to kill some people. It's just the way it is. We're in it now. We're in it now. So it's not going to be great. Like, I know everybody was like excited, like right after, like a lot of these people are like, see, he was a tyrant. Now it's better. Well, it's not going to be great overnight. There's going to be a lot of instability. And because a lot of people like this guy. When a dictator goes, there was always a lot of people that were like, he was cool. I liked him. And there's a lot of people that are like, I hated him. He killed my son or whatever. But then there's a lot of people that were like, that guy was swell. That's the way it is. If you kidnap Trump, half the country would love it. Half the country would hate it. You know, this is just the way it is. So, you know, you just got to accept the new reality of American foreign policy. We are going to be kidnapping people all over the world. And we're going to show up like Santa Claus, except we don't bring presents. We kidnap you. We're just going to be kidnapping people. And you could support it or not support it. And the people doing it don't care. And the hope with this is that eventually we're going to bring the cost of living down through kidnapping world leaders. I mean, that's now the plan. Nothing else has worked. So we're going to have to bring the cost of living down by kidnapping world leaders. No, I mean, this is it's like an action movie from the 90s. Like when I was a kid, like you're going to see world leaders just get perp walked in Brooklyn. And then hopefully, like, you know, the price of stuff's going to go down. You're going to go to the price of turkeys down. So that's what we're going to have to do. That's the decision that we've made. But as far as this woman, what's her name? Her name, Renee Brown? Renee, this is very sad. Renee Brown is a motivational speaker. That's not who we're doing. What's her name? Renee. Remember that song, Just Walk Away, Renee? Let's not play that because it's a copyright and people will say I'm being insensitive, and I am not. What is it, Renee Nicole Good? Renee Nicole Good. You know, again, this is a unfortunate, horrific situation. I don't think, listen, if you disagree with ICE, as many people do, blocking federal agents, and I'm not saying this woman was doing this, by the way, but I do think that she was part of a group of people that was trying to interfere with what they were doing. I do think, and that's just, she's on those groups, message groups and things like that. I do think that when you do stuff like that, federal agents are going to respond how federal agents respond. You cannot obstruct law enforcement, physically use violence, try to intimidate law enforcement. Now, the extent to which she was doing that obviously is what everybody's debating. I don't believe the cop was justified in shooting her three times in the face. By the way, I've always believed this, and this is something that I've caught heat for, but I've literally believed it since I'm a kid. I don't believe you should ever shoot someone in the face more than once. I just think it's ridiculous. So that they did that, and they, you know, these are not well-trained law enforcement people in ICE right now. We're taking people that did backyard wrestling. I mean, we are the people that are in ICE right now are, I mean, this is your cousin who, like, was in backyard wrestling. Like, this is tough. This is not the cream of the crop. You know the guys that kidnapped Maduro, like Delta Force, Navy SEALs? This is not them. This is not the Delta Force, Navy SEAL people. This is people that, like, had... This is people on their third grade report card, the teacher wrote that has violent tendencies. You know? I mean, this is not... It just is what it is. I'm not saying you don't need law enforcement to deal with people. Certainly people that have committed crimes. People that are in the country illegally, there has to be a process. There has to be some accountability. I understand that. And most sane people understand it. The thing about Minnesota where you go, no one's illegal on stolen land and stuff. This is also silly and ridiculous. All land is stolen. That doesn't mean you don't have laws in a country, dummy. These people are not like serious people. But the same people that are saying she deserved three shots to the face are also not serious. The country desperately needs serious people. They desperately need people that are serious people, that are not like completely off the chain. That's why I showed the video to a six-year-old at the Cheesecake Factory to get some perspective. Show your children the video. Show your children the video. You have too much baggage. You are to one side or another, you've been too radicalized. Show it to your child. Go, hey, bud. Hey, bud. Hey, bud. Don't touch the dog like that. We don't touch the dog by the eye. We don't do that. You know that. You know we don't touch the dog by its eye. We don't touch his face. We pet him, okay, but we don't touch his face, and we don't put our face near his face. Now, mommy wants to show you a video right now, okay? Now, it's because we want to get a fresh pair of eyes on this. Me and your father have been fighting about it for a half hour. We want to get a fresh pair of eyes. All right. Would you like to watch a video? Bluey. It's not Bluey. It's not Bluey, and I want you to look at me, and I want you to focus. Do you know what a civil war is? What? Well, we're on the verge of that. It's a war, okay, between people that live in our country. And it's happening because people, they're watching this video, and we don't know what happened. Now, Before I show you this video, I just want to prepare you. All right. The woman who drove this car got shot in the face 3 times.
What?
She was shot in the face 3 times. And I want you to watch this video and tell me what you think. Now play the video. And then the kid will do this.
Why'd he do that? He was on the side of the car. It didn't seem like he was going to get hit. It seemed like he's freaking out. That's what it feels like to me. Even though I don't know why that woman was in the middle of the cops. Even though they're doing fucked up shit. She was putting herself in danger. But he didn't have to shoot her in the face 3 times. And I find it weird that the FBI is not letting a local investigation happen and they're giving him immunity.
And that's what the child would say. And then people, you know, because that's the answer here, by the way. The answer is this. We need better trained people in that role. We can't have people going into community. And you don't want to call them ICE. You want to abolish ICE and call them something else, whatever. If Tren de Agua, if somebody does something, law enforcement's got to exist. The abolish the police crowd, they're not serious. But again, it's like, what are we doing? What are we, 15? Like, I don't have time to deal with these people. I can't. See them on threads all the time. These people, they want something they're not ready for. They're not ready for what they want. They want some civil war. They don't want this. I'm telling you, they think they do because everything's a tweet and a threat, whatever. This is not what you want. So we have those people. And then we have people that are cucking for law enforcement no matter what they do. And those people are celebrating this. And celebrating death is ghoulish. It was ghoulish with Kirk. It's ghoulish now. And I think that people have to, like, understand that if we're going to have a civil society, if anyone has any interest in having a civil, functioning society, you're going to have better trained people in those roles so that things like this don't happen. You're also going to have to do not glamorize attacking or blocking federal agents. If you glamorize this, if there is an idea that this is a historic mission that you're on and that you're going to take it to that level, there will be a consequence depending on what you do and the response to it. So when you glamorize that, as I have seen, she died for a good cause. She died, you know, when you do things like this and you're egging people on to be violent towards law enforcement, federal agents, ICE, whatever, whether you hate them or not, whether you feel that they're justified or not, they're federal law enforcement. So if you're glamorizing people being violent, then you're going to get people killed. Armor colostrum is so important. I tell everybody all the time about it. You know, I'll be standing in line somewhere and I'll go, have you talked about armor colostrum? Have you heard about it? And people go, what exactly do you mean? And I go, well, number one, it's incredibly important for your health. Okay. It's really nature's original health hack. Colostrum is packed with over 400 bioactive nutrients to fortify gut health, strengthen your immune health, promote healthy metabolism, and fuel fitness performance, revitalize your health from the inside out, function like a human again with Armra. Strengthened immune health is so important. So much is linked to your gut health right now. We've worked out a special offer for my audience. Receive 30% off your first subscription order. Go to armra.com/Tim and enter TIM to get 30% off your first subscription order. That's armra.com/TIM.
If you like YouTube, you'll love YouTube Premium. It's destroying athlete, creator, and YouTube maxer. YouTube Premium enhances how I use YouTube with awesome features like offline downloads so I can download my favorite training videos before I hit the gym. So no Wi-Fi doesn't turn leg day into loading day. Plus, I get ad-free videos, background play, and so much more. YouTube Premium is like YouTube got some extra gains. Try YouTube Premium for 2 months free at youtube.com/premium.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Haley Bailey. Okay, I need to tell you about something. I just got YouTube Premium. It's got tons of awesome features like offline downloads, so I can download my favorite videos before I travel and watch them whenever I don't have Wi-Fi. Because we all know airplane Wi-Fi is the worst. I get ad-free, I get background play, and there's like a ton more in there. You should try it. If you like YouTube, you'll love YouTube Premium. So try YouTube Premium for 2 months free at youtube.com/premium. Trial eligibility varies. Terms apply. Cancel anytime. That's a mouthful.
Hey guys, it's Ashley Canetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. You know, I'm always looking for simple ways to make better choices, especially when it comes to food. Lately, I've been using Wise Code, the ultra processed food detector. It's become one of my favorite apps. All you have to do is scan a product and it instantly tells you if it's ultra processed. If I want to dig a little deeper, I can also see the nutrition quality and overall health quality before I buy it. It makes grocery shopping so much easier. I've got little kids, they're picky eaters, but it really allows me to find brands that are going to taste good for them, but also make their bodies happy. You can download Wise Code on the App Store and give it a try today.
Got stubborn spots, unwanted hair, or uneven skin? The Caps Laser Center offers advanced solutions. They offer a full range of advanced laser treatments like Halo and Moxie that help reveal smoother, clearer, healthier looking skin. Caps is one of the top providers in the world for laser treatments, and their expert team delivers personalized care every step of the way. When you book your first laser center appointment, you'll get a $50 Caps MedSpa gift card. So don't wait. Book today at experiencecaps.com. Caps, where confidence begins.
And a civil war in this country is just going to be random. You know, most people agree it's not going to be like two sides fighting each other. It's going to just be random pockets of violence. And we gotta avoid that. That's what we gotta avoid. Now, it's not cool to say that. It's much cooler to be like, fuck them, kill them, kill them all. It's not what adults say. That's not what adults say, but we don't have adults, which is why you have to show your children this video. I know you don't want to, but it's the only honest feedback you're going to get is from a child whose brain hasn't been broiled with media for the last 20 years. You can't even show this to a boomer. They'll be like, she's in a car, killer. You don't even know what's happening. Why is she in a car? If she's innocent, why is she in a car? On the ice. You can't even show this to a boomer. You can't. You can't. Because they like watching people die. The only joy they have is watching people get shot. It's the only, every movie they've watched has been of that. Most of the TV shows, they love watching the news and watching people get shot. It makes them feel better. So you can't get their opinion. You can't ask for someone's opinion over the age of 70 here. Well, the cops walked up to her car and she, listen, if you don't want to get shot, stay in your house. Like they're not reliable. And then you have the people that are just like, they're cooked. This guy, make this big. Can you make this video big so we can watch it one more time? Yeah, let's watch it again. Can you slow it down? Can you pause this for a second? Is there a way for you to slow it down? Yeah. Okay, if we can just slow it down a little bit. That's too slow. That's going to take 45 minutes to do this video. That's going to be really, that's way too slow. Slow it down once he gets to the thing. Here's the thing. Right away, when she says, when they say get out of the car, I don't know what she did before this. We have no context. We're just analyzing the video right now. People are even going to get mad that I'm doing this. They're going to be like, why don't you just, you know, I'm analyzing this. We don't know why she's there. I imagine she's there. My guess is that she's obstructing something they're trying to do. This is my guess. I don't know that, but I'm saying I literally don't know that. But she's in a situation that no one seems to be in other than her. Like, her car is there. So they are trying to arrest her, essentially, because of whatever. They're saying, get out of the car. She's not getting out of the car. Let's watch. But this is, I'm trying to put this together because I've seen this video 90 times, and I don't know what led up to this video. Okay. Yeah, so I mean, the woman in the car did the wrong thing, meaning, and this is obvious, meaning that it's not even a debatable point because she's dead. It's not even a debatable point. Now, you might say, well, it's her right to, you know, whatever. It didn't work out for her. She did the wrong thing. Now, I don't believe from the angle I'm watching that the federal officer feared for his life. At the speed she's going when she's turning the wheel, I don't believe that the federal officer feared for his life. He could have shot the tires. They could have done other things. This idea that everyone just, they have to just shoot them in the head. People used to be able in this country to pull off a trick shot where they would shoot, you know, they'd shoot an apple out of your hand. People used to be able to do that. They used to be able to, you know, like a real marksman, shoot the hat off your head. That type of thing, where it scares you, but you're still alive. But you now know not to play around, because someone who's a real marksman, can you get up? Please get up a video of a professional marksman hitting a target, just so, because we need to get kind of back to this. If we get some videos of this, right. This is what we need. Watch this.
They have to start out at a 45-degree angle and no support, standing completely free from that podium that is in front of them. It's all
her debut in the Olympics, putting... That's much better, a 10-point...
from the back.
That's much better, a 10.6.
See, what we need... These are the types of people we need in ICE. Turkish sharpshooters who are, that's a thick woman, isn't it? But I like her. But here's my point about that. You need professional marksmen. Can you please, there is a scene. Can you get the shooting scene from Batman 1? The scene where the Joker is shooting his gun in a bunch of different ways. He does it under the leg. It's Michael Keaton. It's Batman 1. And yeah, maybe it's the long gun. Get this. Now, let's try to find, because we're hiring these people and they have no, now think about this. What, look at that. That's what we need. Because it's not about the shooting, it's about the actual gun. Go back to that. Go back to this. Imagine, instead of shooting this woman, he pulls it. Look at that! It's about the visual of it coming out. We need stuff like this. We need ICE to kind of... they got to stop killing. But you know what I mean? But there are ways to get people's attention. Like, for example, can you go into the, get the scene where he comes in with the boombox? Because people would like ICE if they did more things like this. Okay? Now, yeah, jump ahead a little bit. Nothing crazy. Okay, keep going, keep going, keep going. I'll tell you. Okay. Stop. Put the music on. Put it up a little bit. Don't you know? Gather round. This is the best version of ICE. They're painting. I don't know how this gets the immigrants out, but you think about something like this and just... What if this was ICE? No one would be mad. What if they were doing this in the middle of Minneapolis? The immigrants would be so scared. All right, we'll get. Thank you. That's an idea. It's a thought. It's a thought that it, you know, that we're not going to be just out there. Armor colostrum is so important. I tell everybody all the time about it. You know, I'll be standing in line somewhere and I'll go, have you talked about armor colostrum? Have you heard about it? And people go, what exactly do you mean? And I go, well, number one, it's incredibly important for your health. Okay. It's nature's original health hack. Colostrum is packed with over 400 bioactive nutrients to fortify gut health, strengthen your immune health, promote healthy metabolism, and fuel fitness performance, revitalize your health from the inside out. Function like a human again with Armra. Strengthened immune health is so important. So much is linked to your gut health right now. We've worked out a special offer for my audience. Receive 30% off your first subscription order. Go to armra.com/Tim and enter TIM to get 30% off your first subscription order. That's armra.com/TIM.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Haley Bailey. Okay, I need to tell you about something. I just got YouTube Premium. It's got tons of awesome features like offline downloads, so I can download my favorite videos before I travel and watch them whenever I don't have Wi-Fi. Because we all know airplane Wi-Fi is the worst. I get ad-free, I get background play, and there's like a ton more in there. You should try it. If you like YouTube, you'll love YouTube Premium. Try it now for 2 months free at youtube.com/premium.
If you like YouTube, you'll love YouTube Premium. Hi, I'm Sean Evans from Hot Ones, and I want to tell you about YouTube Premium. It has offline downloads, so you can watch without Wi-Fi. Background play, so you can lock your phone, and it still plays, baby. Oh, and it is completely ad-free. Yes, I said it, ad-free. Try YouTube Premium for 2 months free at youtube.com/premium. Trial eligibility varies. Terms apply. Cancel anytime.
Armor colostrum is so important. I tell everybody all the time about it. You know, I'll be standing in line somewhere and I'll go, have you talked about armor colostrum? Have you heard about it? And people go, what exactly do you mean? And I go, well, number one, it's incredibly important for your health. Okay. It's nature's original health hack. Colostrum is packed with over 400 bioactive nutrients to fortify gut health, strengthen your immune health, promote healthy metabolism, and fuel fitness performance, revitalize your health from the inside out. Function like a human again with Armra. Strengthened immune health is so important. So much is linked to your gut health right now. We've worked out a special offer for my audience. Receive 30% off your first subscription order. Go to armra.com/Tim and enter TIM to get 30% off your first subscription order. That's armra.com/TIM.
If you like YouTube, you'll love YouTube Premium. It's destroying athlete, creator, and YouTube maxer. YouTube Premium enhances how I use YouTube with awesome features like offline downloads, so I can download my favorite training videos before I hit the gym. So no Wi-Fi doesn't turn leg day into loading day. Plus, I get ad-free videos, background play, and so much more. YouTube Premium is like YouTube got some extra gains. Try YouTube Premium for 2 months free at youtube.com/premium.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Haley Bailey. Okay, I need to tell you about something. I just got YouTube Premium. It's got tons of awesome features like offline downloads, so I can download my favorite videos before I travel and watch them whenever I don't have Wi-Fi. Because we all know airplane Wi-Fi is the worst. I get ad-free, I get background play, and there's like a ton more in there. You should try it. If you like YouTube, you'll love YouTube Premium. So try YouTube Premium for 2 months free at youtube.com/premium. Trial eligibility varies. Terms apply. Cancel anytime. That's a mouthful.
This is actually kind of a nice story. Man live streams his own death for paying viewers who egg him on. The man allegedly consumed 6 grams of cocaine, 2 energy drinks, and a bottle of whiskey before dying. Well, you know, this is, I gotta be honest with you. The internet, I've been feeling this over the last few days, it's getting dark. Have you noticed this? Have you noticed this internet? So now this man has live streamed his own death. His family discovered all the drugs around him. So just make this a little bigger so I can see it. A streamer has died while tackling a live challenge involving cocaine and alcohol for a private group of paying viewers. Sergio Jimenez Ramos was found kneeling in his bedroom, unresponsive and cold to the touch. His body was rigid with his head resting on the mattress and one hand clenched around his phone. His mother and brother discovered an almost empty bottle of whiskey, 2 cans of energy drinks, and a pile of cocaine. They repeatedly heard webcam viewers asking, "Are you crashing yet, Sergio? You still haven't finished the bottle of whiskey." I mean, paramedics were called to the family home near Barcelona. He was pronounced dead. Investigators believe he died during a private video call watched by donors who had paid to see him consume a bottle of whiskey and 6 grams of cocaine in under 3 hours. So these are really sick people. And this guy's killing himself on stream. And I guess the people that are watching this know that there's a likelihood that this person is going to die. I mean, I got to be honest with you. It's this is unleashing the dark spirits in people, the internet. I mean, in October, he began appearing in live streams and private video calls run by a streamer, known online for extreme cyber begging challenges. They said of Sergio, he came here, saw what was going on, and set up his own group. Speaking about the night Sergio died, he said, "I was told he took 6 grams in 3 hours and a 2 gram line." Ugh. He added, "I told him several times that 2 grams was an overdose. It's medically established. I told him not to stream, to leave Telegram, that it was rubbish, and that it was going to end badly. I'm not to blame." Sergio was receiving psychic treatment and had a history of substance abuse. This is really sick and disturbing that this is where the internet is heading. Where you have people that are paying money to get into these live streams and watch people take their own lives. You know, I'm a pretty tolerant person, but I feel like this type of behavior, it's pretty indefensible. You know, I'm trying to think of a defense. Well, I've just found one. Here's the thing. They paid the money. No, I mean, it's obviously not good. I mean, people are just getting off now and watching people kill themselves. It's incredibly unhealthy. And then those people wake up the next day and they go get a sandwich. Somebody who paid money in that, whatever, private group, watching this guy destroy himself with drugs and alcohol, paying money, watching this guy kill himself, gets up the next day and goes and gets a Caesar salad somewhere and eats it. It's fucking unbelievable how dark the world is, how incredibly dark corners of the internet have gotten. We've always known about the dark web, the kiddie porn, and all the horrible, you know, shit like that that's out there. You know, hiring the hitman for the wife, what all the stuff. But this stuff, these begging challenges, where you're you know, people are literally destroying their mind and body, killing themselves for somebody's viewing pleasure. It's crazy. It's and here's what's even more fucked up. Netflix just bought this. Netflix just bought this streamer's channel. I am enraged at this. Netflix has just bought all of these kind of torture rooms where people are killing themselves because they had a big meeting at Netflix and they said, this kind of thing needs to be on our service. We've almost got everything. So the team at Netflix has purchased these live stream chat rooms, these begging channels. What do you call them? What do you call these things? Cyber begging challenges. Netflix got together and they said, let me ask you, have you heard of cyber begging? And one of the young executives is like, no, what's that? Wink, wink. And they go, you know what it is. It's a place where people beg people to do crazy stuff and some of them die. And we want it on Netflix. We want to put it on the front page. Take a 2-gram line, see what happens. So Netflix, this is true, by the way, can look all this up. Nothing on this show is not thoroughly researched. Netflix has just bought these cyber begging challenges, these live streams. They're going out to a lot of the big live streamers who are doing these cyber begging challenges, and Netflix is saying, we want people killing themselves for money on our platform. We have the and Netflix tells the people that are between life and death, Netflix tells them, they go, listen, we are a digitally native smart TV app on every smart TV in the world. We have the algorithm. We put out content. We stand behind our content. We are the home of death. Will you be on our homepage killing yourself? We have friends. And then the guy goes, I like friends. You know, he's coming out of like some type of, I kind of like friends. Cyber begging. It's an and they stand up in the Netflix room and he goes, it's an interactive experience that allows people to interact with their favorite creators and ask them to do things like kill themselves. Netflix goes, where can we get legal on this? We can't be blamed. We're just a platform. We're the biggest platform in the world. Don't you want to live stream your own death on the biggest streaming platform in the world?
Yeah, I guess so.
Don't die for 12 people. The last thing you want to do is kill yourself for 12 people. Don't you want to die on the biggest streaming platform in the world? Stranger Things, House of Cards, and now your death on Netflix. And they'll run a parental thing before it. They'll go, listen, a parental notification during some of the cyber begging challenges that will now be featured on Netflix, the largest digital streaming platform in the world. Some of the people are going to kill themselves. So that's why we got Netflix Kids. If you're not into that, We got cartoons where people, where we, you know, I don't know. What is it? It's like, it's always like a non-binary pony over there or something. But the point is this. These people deserve to be on Netflix. I'm telling you, deserve to be on Netflix. You deserve to have your death on the larger street. Now, of course, people are going to have to find it. They didn't even mark it as death. I was on Netflix for a half hour trying to find my son's live stream death. I was trying to find my son's live stream death, and I ended up getting distracted, and I watched some of Dexter. That was good. But then I found it. Now, they're not going to market it. You got to market your own live stream death when it's on Netflix. You're lucky it's on there. You were lucky it's on there. You don't have to, what are they going to market it? They'll take out a billboard. They'll take out a billboard with your bloated face when you put that last line of gack in your yak, when you put that last line of grout in your nose before you end your earthly journey. Netflix will take a photo out of your bloated face as you're about to collapse onto the mirror with the cocaine. But, and your booze face, your eyes bugging out of your head, they'll put up a billboard. People will see it. But you got to make sure you effectively kind of do the mark. But you're on the service. You're lucky to be on the service. You're lucky to be on the service. You understand? If you think for a minute that Netflix is not trying to have people live stream their deaths on Netflix, you're out of your mind. You are out of your mind. My agent, I'm telling you right now, is having a stroke right now. But if you think Netflix is not trying to get people to kill themselves on Netflix, you're out of your mind. That's all they're trying to do. They are sitting with lawyers day in and day out to try to find a way to legally get people to kill themselves on that thing for money. Okay? If you think Netflix is not having an AI write Ice versus Lesbian, if you think that's not coming out in 2 years, you're out of your mind. If you don't think Netflix is having artificial intelligence write a Making a Murderer style thing about this whole thing, you're out of your mind. And that's a great thing now because AI is also going to prompt the people to kill them. You're not even going to need the people soon. AI is going to prompt the people in the cyber begging challenges to kill themselves. And Netflix is going to put it. Can I say that again? And Netflix, because every time I say it, the people that do business with me get very nervous. But again, I'm not saying it's bad. I'm excited for it. Do you get what I'm saying? Do you get me? I'm excited for it. And AI, and they're going to say this in a meeting at Netflix. They go, our calculations are that AI very soon will actually start asking the people to kill themselves, and we will just have to stream it. Thank you. Get legal on AI. Can you get, Donna, get legal on AI telling the people to kill themselves? Where are we on that? Where are we on legal? Well, because if the people tell them to kill themselves and we're not, we're just a host of this whole thing. We're not really involved. But if it's our AI, Donna, what if it's just, sake of argument here, Donna, what if it's an outside AI that's like ours but not ours and that's telling them to kill themselves and they do on this? Okay, just lawyer that. Donna, just lawyer that, please. Lawyer that, please. Tiger roll as well with the avocado. Tiger roll. Thank you. Just lawyer that. TimDillaComedy.com. There are no shows. Don't come. We're done. And, you know, be kind out there to each other. Truly. Be kind because we are in a situation where there is such a, we're living in a time where there's such a negative vibe in the air. People aren't happy. And the only thing that we can do is kind of reach out to the people we love and love them. Reach out to the people you love and love them. Bye-bye. Armor colostrum is so important. I tell everybody all the time about it. You know, I'll be standing in line somewhere and I'll go, have you talked about armor colostrum? Have you heard about it? And people go, what exactly do you mean? And I go, well, number one, it's incredibly important for your health, okay? It's really nature's original health hack. Colostrum is packed with over 400 bioactive nutrients to fortify gut health, strengthen your immune health, promote healthy metabolism, and fuel fitness performance, revitalize your health from the inside out. Function like a human again with Armra. Strengthened immune health is so important. So much is linked to your gut health right now. We've worked out a special offer for my audience. Receive 30% off your first subscription order. Go to armra.com/Tim and enter TIM to get 30% off your first subscription order. That's armra.com/TIM.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Haley Bailey. Okay, I need to tell you about something. I just got YouTube Premium. It's got tons of awesome features like offline downloads, so I can download my favorite videos before I travel and watch them whenever I don't have Wi-Fi. Because we all know airplane Wi-Fi is the worst. I get ad-free, I get background play, and there's like a ton more in there. You should try it. If you like YouTube, you'll love YouTube Premium. Try it now for 2 months free at youtube.com/premium.
If you like YouTube, you'll love YouTube Premium. Hi, I'm Sean Evans from Hot Ones, and I want to tell you about YouTube Premium. It has offline downloads, so you can watch without Wi-Fi. Background play, so you can lock your phone, and it still plays, baby. Oh, and it is completely ad-free. Yes, I said it, ad-free. Try YouTube Premium for 2 months free at youtube.com/premium. Trial eligibility varies. Terms apply. Cancel anytime.
Until now, the data your AI depends on has been trapped behind ever-increasing cloud fees. Wasabi created Hot Cloud Storage and is redefining cloud storage for the AI era, delivering simple, predictable cloud storage for AI, analytics, media, and more. Your data is free to move, fast to access, and ready when your AI needs it. Hidden fees add up fast as AI workloads grow. Wasabi's flat pricing eliminates all of it. One rate, no surprises. Learn more and try now for free at wasabi.com. Wasabi, the AI storage cloud. Proud partner of the iHeart Podcast Network.
Hey guys, it's Ashley Canetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. My friend said this once and I have adopted it as my own. She goes, I'm not a crunchy mom, but I'm a crispy mom. And I'm like, that is me too. Like, of course we're going to have our junk food days, but primarily when we're eating inside the house, I am very particular about what I buy and make for my kids because sometimes, you know, like for example, they're going to eat chicken nuggets, right? They're going to eat macaroni and cheese. But I'm trying to find the best possible versions of those. And in order to do that, I use this really great app when I'm grocery shopping. It's called Wise Code. And it's basically an ultra processed food detector. All you do is scan a product to instantly see if it's ultra processed. They go beyond the label. You're able to view nutrition quality and health quality. It makes grocery shopping easy. It helps you make more informed decisions for your family. It's available on the App Store. I love, love, love it. It is exactly what a crispy mom needs. You can download Wise Code, the ultra processed food detector, on the App Store today.